Good morning. Joining us as he does on Mondays is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with one word. Casino.
Casino. There is a referendum in New Jersey to expand casino gambling outside of Atlantic City. While it doesn't specifically say it, most people think that means northern New Jersey, right across the New York border. Perhaps not surprisingly, New York interests have now gotten involved in the fight, with a number of powerful interests opposing the measure and putting up a lot of money to run ads in New Jersey to fight it. One of them is the Hotel Trades Union, which you would think would support it since they have people in New Jersey that they represent. However, the legislation that would expand it, casino gambling, does not include calls for a labor peace agreement, so they're upset about that, so they're fighting it with a seven-figure ad campaign. Also, Genting, which runs the casino in Queens and would see a loss of customers if a casino opened in northern New Jersey, they're also funding ads to help fight it.
Here's a headline. Trumpkins will enter stage right.
Yes, the state conservatives, despite what we're seeing both in New York and nationally, with a lot of Republicans jumping ship from Trump, trying to distance themselves from him, with his poll numbers sinking, the state conservatives on September 7th are set to hold their nominating convention and endorse Donald Trump.
The Senate IDC expected to back another member.
Yeah, there's a three-way primary down in New York City and Upper Manhattan. And the IDC, the Independent Democratic Conference, which is five members, is hoping perhaps to add a sixth member, which would throw a wrench into the traditional Democrats' efforts to get control of the chamber. What they are doing is they're going to endorse a Dominican woman. She would be the first Dominican woman to serve in the state Senate. They're going to supposedly throw a lot of money at her way for the primary. And the feeling is if she wins, she would agree to sit with them instead of the traditional Democrats, which just throws, again, more of a wrench into that fight.
We always appreciate when he joins us. It's Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, nydailynews.com for more. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.